When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. Back we go to Fogbore Forest to go deeper into the mag. So on the previous two floors, we encountered a towering fire being and then a towering ice elemental, because they're both elementals, and they were indestructible. They were huge, they were powerful, and they could have totally squashed Sir Croaking Two and Newt into a tiny little cube if they wanted to. But they were programmed to not want to. They were programmed to just whack at you a bit, but not particularly chase you that much. Because of course that's what Wackener designed them to do. He designed it so that people who don't know how to, you know, retreat won't get to the bottom. Because presumably he wants to exclude the portal sort of RAG sort of people, because they'll just cause problems. Maybe that's why they were there? Who knows? And maybe it's just for... He's a little bit mad. Just a little bit. Not very, just a little bit. Alright. Back to Wackner's mad. Step onto the gravestone. The instant you step up to the stone slab, the thin stone band you're wearing, the ring of greater warding, tightens its grip on your finger. A vague sense of disorientation washes over you as the churning column of thick mist rises up from the forest floor and swiftly envelops the slab. Through the visible mouth of a portal long ago opened by Wackner himself, you're now being drawn into the ancient labyrinth. Wait a minute. Is the entirety of Wackner's mad within the portal that he opened? That probably would make some sort of sense. That's why it can be used for... Wackner's mad itself is the portal, in a way. It's something like that. As I say, not a gating mage. Don't quite understand it. I don't think anyone does. Because it's the sort of things that, if you do understand, you probably go a little bit mad. Now, ancient labyrinth down to level 13. Okay, I am on the east side. We've got two woes, one above, one below, and alcoves all round on this edge. All right, I'm going to go north. The dark stone walls of this maze. Radiant intensity, exploration status. Large number of wandering foes remain. All right, they had the foes in right from the start. That probably saves some time. Because I'll be fighting some of them while doing the regular dungeon thing. So I won't be just left at the end with just wandering around going smash, 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 smash for a few minutes. Alright. Okay, the northern alcove. You're standing in a large chamber just off the corridor you've been following. A large statue of a faceless human, its crudely chiseled head and limbs of an exaggerated size, stands atop an engraved base against the far far wall. A lone skull has been carved in front of the base. After carefully examining the statue, you turn and make your way back out of the passage. Okay, one skull. You're standing, and I really went east. You're standing in a large chamber just off the corridor you've been following. The large statue of a faceless human, its crudely chiselled head and limbs of an exaggerated size, stands atop the engraved base of the far wall. A lone skull has been carved into the front of the statue. After carefully examining the statue, you turn and make your way back out of the passage. Okay, and let's check the southern of the eastern alcoves. It's the same with another lone skull. And the southern alcove, it's the same again. Alright. Wait, ooh. Something's turned up. A deafening roar fills the passage as a towering wall of flame rises up before you. You fall back and assume a defensive stance. Dance as the fearsome being of fire takes form out of the blazing barrier. Howling like a raging gale, the massive elemental fiend surges along the passage, reaching out to envelop you in its fiery grip. It's a massive fire elemental. Let us begin combat! The massive fire elemental reaches out to envelop you in its fiery grasp. The enemy deals you a devastating blow for 24 damage. And then 28 damage. Oh, and I go into a battle rage. And it will repeat the 20 I've just rolled. So I go another 20, and it is slain. 9 XP. Only a thin, lingering column of grey mist remains to mark the spot where the fearsome elemental stood. Wasting no time, you quickly check over your gear before once again setting off along a dark corridor. Okay. Along this edge of the southern row is something. A small square of white stone is stunk into the center of the southeastern section of the corridor. Three eyes adorn the depressed square. Okay, and on the other side, on the way to the northern row, three engraved skulls adorn the depressed square. It probably has something to do with the dials. So it's another massive fire mental. Just going to quick combat that for another 9 XP. Alright, and oh, it was a very short corridor. It's only 4 tiles long. A small square of white stone is sunk into the centre of the northwestern section of the corridor. Three engraved skulls adorn the depressed square. And in the middle of the western end, inverted pyramidal formation. That's the way down, but it's not unlocked yet. There's another massive fire elemental. Quick combat for 10 XP. Three moons adorn the depressed square. Where other small white stone is sunk in the centre of the southwestern section of the corridor. Three engraved moons adorn the depressed square. Okay, here we got. Yeah, and the statues on this side are the same. We've got skulls. Lone skulls. One skull. Okay. A deafening roar fills the passage as a towering wall of flame rises up before you. You fall back and assume a defensive stance as a fearsome being of fire takes form out of the blazing barrier, howling like a raging gale. The massive elemental surges along the passage, reaching out to envelop you in its fiery grip. Much to your horror, the fire elemental seem to be growing in size and power. Oh, and that means one of the towering ones will make its appearance soon enough. Or maybe they will all become towering. And that's just bad news for everybody. But mostly me. The massive elemental reaches out to envelop you in its fiery grasp. We're going to finish it off with a battle wage. Gah! I mean, I'm a bit chilly, but I'm not that chilly! 10 XP. Only a thin, lingering column of grey smoke remains to mark the spot where the fearsome elemental stood. Wasting no time, you quickly check over your gear, for once again setting off along the dark corridor. Okay. I'm going to adjust the dials now. I'm going to set one. Oh no! Wait, you can't adjust the dials from the recently used, because you don't just use it. You click on adjust the dials. One to scroll. Ooh, suddenly, 512 experience to general. Ghastly war rises into the air along the entire length of the passage before quickly fading to silence. In the wake of the fearsome war, an eerie stillness settles over the corridors of the Labyrinth's 13th level. Okay, something happened with these alcoves? Yes, something has happened. You're standing in a large chamber, just off the corridor you've been following. A large statue of a faceless human. His crudely chiseled head and limbs of an exaggerated size stands atop an engraved base against the far wall. A lone skull has been carved into the front of the base. You take only a few steps into the room when the statue suddenly lurches forward and steps off its base. The moving sculpture rapidly melts into a pool of molten rock, out of which rises a red, glowing being of magma. The hulking, molten being stomps across the chamber towards you. Alright, let's hold your ground and engage the molten being. With its every step shaking the floor, the fearsome being of molten rock fiercely stomps forward and attacks. It's a molten guardian. The deadly guardian swipes you with its massive fists of molten rock. And it is slain. 69 XP. Which I guess is quite nice. You step back. Oh, at 32 experience to general. You step back from the glowing, roiling pool of molten rock. And watch as the bubbling remains of your slain foe rapidly transform into a small ball of fine black dust. Resting on the floor in the midst of your enemy's powdery residue is a small frost-covered vial of blue liquid. Curious to know how a molten being could have possessed such an object, you reach down and pick up the stopper bottle. It's a frosty vial of blue liquid. This small frost-covered vial is filled with the thick, icy blue liquid. The thick blue liquid that fills the vial moves sluggishly back and forth as you tip the container to one side and then the other. Certain the vial will prove to be of some importance, you carefully tuck it away amongst your other possessions for once again setting off on your way. Okay, that's one of those big statues slain. Let's go to the next one. I'll go northwest corner, west side. Alright, and this statue does the same. It's a molten being. Begin combat. Swats you with his massive fists of rock. It is slain. 70 experience, 64 expedition. Must be getting harder. And there's another frosty vial of blue liquid, which I'll be doing something with at some point. Once again, setting off on your way. Alright, I'm just going to finish off all of these molten guardians. Just going to quick combat that. 70 XP. 96 experience to general. You step back from the rolling, from the glowing, rolling pool of molten rock and watch as the bubbling remains of your slain foe rapidly transform into a small pile of fine black dust. That's the same as the first time. Another frosty vial of blue liquid. Alright, the south one on this side. Engage the molten being. Quick combat it. 70 experience. 128 experience to general. And another frosty vial of blue liquid. Alright, I've cleared out the west side. No wandering foes remain. It must have... When I adjusted the dials, that somehow removed all the wandering foes. Maybe there actually was an unlimited supply of them until you figure things out. Or you don't just jiddle with the dials until you get something white. Alright, I'm on the east side, south alcove now. Engage the mortal in quick combat. 70 experience, 160 XP to general. You step back from the glowing molten pool, whirling pool of molten rock, and watch as the bubbling remains of your slain foe rapidly transform. Small pile of fine black dust. And then, yep, same as the first time, frosty blue liquid. Eastern alcove, southern side. Quick combat, another molten guardian. 70 experience, 192 experience to general. I mean, it's starting to add up. Slowly but surely. Alright, and now the northern of the alcoves to the east. Engage the molten guardian, quick combat. 71 experience, 224 experience to general. Another frosty vial of blue liquid. And this is the last one. I'm pretty sure, unless something else turns up. Molten being, quick combat. 71 experience, 256 experience to general. Ooh. Something's happened. There's question marks. New question marks have appeared. One just north and one just south of the entrance. I'm going to the one just north because I have to. Suddenly, 128 experience to general. As you step outside the chamber, a sudden, dazzling flash of white light floods the corridor. The light quickly fades, and in its wake, you find yourself face to face with the dim, flickering apparition of Yersin. The envoy bows and greets you in a strong, clear voice, though his eyes remain fixed on the walls of your right. To have made it this far, Sir Quirkington, is remarkable. His expression devoid of the fear he displayed during your last brief encounter. I've watched what I've been able to see, but the labyrinth's protective magic is strong. Stronger than any of us had imagined. I'm afraid many of our warnings failed to reach you. The maze is deeper and more treacherous than we could have known. Armed as we were only with the ancient legends for guidance. Our lady's trust in you is well placed, the lady being the Grey Mage, that is. That much is abundantly evident. You have the vials, that is good. Keep them safe. You will need what they contain somewhere below. You attempt to ask Yersin several questions, but he continues as if you haven't spoken. You immediately discern he can neither see nor hear you. Know, Sir Quirkington, that you are not alone here, he says, shifting his gaze slightly to the right. There is another who explores these halls. I don't yet know what. A sudden, blinding flash of white light again floods the passage. As the light fades, you lower your hands to your eyes. You once again find yourself alone in the dark, silent corridor. Okay. That looks like I'm mostly on my own. Until whoever's coming... To whoever else has made their way in. Makes their way in. Are they a foe? Are they a friend? Are they something in the middle? We shall see. Okay, now can I make my way out? Alright. To the inverted, place your hand in impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Alright, let's go. We've barely even started. We're already We're only 19 minutes in. We can do another floor. To level 14. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance, as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you are now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 14 of the perilous maze known as Wackenhaus Mad. Okay, I'm sort of in the middle. Okay, the dungeon, I mean, right in the middle of this floor. The dungeon goes to the east, east and west, and then T-junctions from there. And then it just sort of snakes around to the northeast, northwest, southeast, and southwest. Okay, I'm going to go east first. Alright, that's the way down. Obviously nothing happens yet. It would be a very poor dungeon if you could just go to the next floor. Reckon I wouldn't let that happen. Yeah, unless he started running out of ideas. But even then he'd probably just go, fight 100 goblin automatons. Okay, that's another floor. Okay, I knew that. For some reason, I decided I need 200 of these floors. And I'm really, okay, admittedly, yeah, I mean, first floors, I had things to do, but now I'm just running out of ideas. Because it's the whole thing's a secret. I can't even talk with anyone else, because then it'll tell other people how to get through. Okay, let's go west then. We've got question marks, three question marks in a row, from north to south, and in the middle, a massive iron chest, its heavy lid adorned with a rather gruesome engraving that depicts a tackerback devouring a large snake, rests against the west wall in this section of the passage. The chest's weighty iron lid is closed. What is a tackerback? These man-sized, all larva, silver-feathered predatory birds live on the rocky ledges amidst the peaks of the Vedowin range. They've been known to attack and even carry off travellers to their lairs, where they are promptly devoured. And we fought one of those when we first joined the Grey Circle. And we might have fought some more. I'm not quite sure. I think it might be the only one. Okay, let's go north from this chest. A stone lever protrudes from the back wall of this alcove. The lever appears to be able to be moved up and down. I'm going to leave it there for now. I'll go south. A wide iron plate is affixed to the wall in this section of the corridor. Set into the centre of the plate is a small triangular socket. Okay, I've definitely got something triangular. Alright, just going through my list. Triangular red stone. Use 64 XP to general. You press your triangular red stone into pressure at the centre of the iron plate. At once, the stone begins to emit a soft red glow. After several seconds, you attempt to remove the stone. Oh, you should discover it's now permanently attached. Alright. I guess it's done whatever it's supposed to do. Stone continues to emit a soft. The triangular stone set in the socket continues to emit a soft red glow. Okay, now I'm going to go south from the centre. Start off with southeast. Your exploration comes to a abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackenhaus Labyrinth. A mechanicized goblin, crafted out of iron and copper, emits a chorus of echoing clanks as it moves towards you out of the darkness ahead. The strange automaton, its squarish metal head bearing an engraved fang-filled grin, raises a crude but sharp blade as it prepares to attack. A faint blue aura surrounds the metal goblin. It's a mechanical goblin and it's glowing, but that won't save it. Clatters forward and attacks, and I just stand my ground and twat it whenever it gets close. And it is slain. 13 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear, for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, going down the southeast side, here's a question mark. A curious sight greets your eyes as your light invades this section of the dark passage. On a nearby wall, sliding sluggishly across the cold, uneven surface, is a large, angular chunk of iron. A thick layer of frost covers the glowing, curious piece of moving You leap forward and manage to take hold of the chunk of iron. It's a frost-covered chunk of iron. Once removed from the wall, the frost-covered piece of metal appears ordinary lifeless. You promptly stash it away amongst your other possessions before once again setting off on your way. Let's have a closer look. It's got an encumbrance of 3, so hopefully we'll get rid of it. Hopefully we'll get rid of it pretty soon. Because of course the more encumbrance you have, the less stuff you can carry. And that means you might have to leave something behind when grinding. And that's bad. This large angular chunk of iron is covered by a thick layer of frost.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alright, I've reached the end of the southeast passage. There's alcove to the north, alcove to the north, alcove to the east. Try the east one first. A large pulsing orb of blue energy hovers in the middle of this section of the passage. Jagged tines of golden lightning arc across the surface of the orb. They're crackling, mingling discordantly with the low, droning hum emitted by the spear. The silhouette of a mechanical goblin is suspended in the centre of the orb. You quickly discern that this sinister spear is the very source of the glowing mechanical goblins that roam these corridors, of which I just fought one. Destroying it will likely prevent other mechanical goblins from arriving on this level, and may cause the destruction of some of those already here. Well, let's smash it! The orb pulses wildly as you launch your attack. It's an orb of gating. Okay, so it's gating them. So the mechanical goblins are being constructed elsewhere in the floors between the floors. You know, which I've mentioned in a previous episode. Maybe the previous episode or maybe the one before. But I've definitely mentioned it before. The orb pulses wildly as the golden lightning erupts from its surface. You are struck by a powerful energy attack for 15 damage. Now I bash it and I bash it. Another powerful energy attack, 10 damage. It's nearly done and it is slain. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. A dazzling flash of golden light floods the passage as the pulsing spear of energy suddenly doubles in size. Then, without warning, the blue orb vanishes, leaving only a broad, scorched circle on the floor of the corridor. Alright, that should reduce the amount of random encounters to go through. And now, what's the alcove to the north? We shall see. A curious sight greets your eyes as your light invades this section of the dark passage. A nearby wall, sliding sluggishly across the cold, uneven surface, is a large chunk of angular iron. A thick layer of frost covers the curious piece of moving metal. Catch it! Oh, and I did. I thought it might sneak away from me, but fortunately, at least this one didn't. You leap forward and manage to catch hold of the chunk of iron. Now I've got two of them. With a total encumbrance of 6. Once removed from the wall, the frost-covered piece of metal appears ordinary and lifeless. You promptly stash it away amongst your other possessions before once again setting off on your way. Another mechanical goblin has turned up. Just going to quick combat that for another 13 XP. Fair number of wandering foes remain. Another mechanical goblin. Faint blue aura surrounds the metal goblin. Quick combat it. 13 XP. I think until I smash all those gating orbs, the amount of mechanical goblins will never run out. They'll just keep gating in more. Well, technically, that's an infinite source of XP, but this game has lots of infinite sources of XP. Someone with a cooldown, so I mean, technically, you could spend hours grinding around here, but it'd be really boring, so I'm not doing it. A curious sight greets you. I'm now going along the southwest snaky corridor. A curious sight greets your eyes as your light invades this section of the dark passage. On a nearby wall, sliding sluggishly along the cold, uneven surface, is a large, angular chunk of iron. A thick layer of frost covers the curious piece of moving metal. Tried to catch the chunk of iron, and I did. And I got it just like the other chunks. Okay. And Western Alcove. A large pulsing orb of blue energy hovers in the middle of this section of the passage. Jagged tines of golden lightning arc across the surface of the orb. They're crackling, mingling discordantly with a low droning hum emitted by the spear. The silhouette of a mechanical goblin is suspended in the centre of the orb. You quickly discern the sinister spear. Spear is the very source of the glowing mechanical goblins that roam these corridors. Destroying it will likely prevent other mechanical goblins from arriving on this level. And may destroy, and may cause the destruction of some of those already. Well, attack, attack! The orb pulses wildly as you launch your attack. It's an orb of gating, but it will soon gate no longer! Because it won't exist! Well, it will exist as a slight increase in the temperature that fades to nothing. I think that'll be what orbs ultimately dissolve into. Or maybe a few particles of sparkly dust. Pulses wildly as golden lightning erupts from its surface. Powerful energy attack strikes me for 10 damage, and it is slain. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. A dazzling flash of golden light floods the passage as a pulsing spear of energy suddenly doubles in size. Then, without warning, the blue orb vanishes, leaving only a broad, scorched sun circle on the floor of the corridor. A broad, scorched circle marks the centre of this section of the passage, and that's all that remains of the orb. And on the north side, it's another one of those little moving frozen chunks of iron. Catch it. Another frost-covered chunk of iron. Alright, that's the another mechanical goblin blocked my path. But not for long. Exploration status. Still a fair number of wandering foes remain. Okay, now to try out the northeastern side. And midway along, I encounter another one of those large, angular chunk of irons that is just moving along the floor. Catch the frost-covered chunk of iron. Catch another chunk of iron. Alright, I've got 6 of them now, with 18 encumbrance total. It's starting to add up. Hope I get to do something with them soon, because I don't want to carry them through several floors. Because you never know, you might. But usually, it is this thing that if a misc item has encumbrance, it usually means you're either going to use it soon, or it will be transmogrified into something with no encumbrance. Because you don't want us. Because you don't want half your inventory to be filled with various quest items from quests that aren't quite finished. Being written, that is. And being dumped by you when they are finished. Right. Alright, at the eastern side of the northeast side, a large pulsing hum of blue energy hovers in the middle of this section of the passage. Jagged tines of golden lightning arch across the surface of the orb, their crackling mingling discordantly with the low droning hum emitted by the spear. The silhouette of a mechanical goblin suspended in the centre of the orb, you quickly discern that the sinister spear is the very source of the glowing mechanical goblins that roam these corridors. Destroying it will likely prevent other mechanical goblins from arriving on this level, and it may cause the destruction of some of those already here. Attack the pulsing orb. The orb pulses wildly as you launch your attack. Pulses wildly as golden lightning erupts from its surface. Powerful energy attack for 12 damage. Another one for 7 damage, and it is slain. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. A dazzling flash of golden light floods the passage as the pulsing spear of blue energy suddenly doubles in size. Then, without warning, the blue orb vanishes, leaving only a broad, scorched circle on the floor of the corridor. Okay, next up is the northwest side. Another mechanical goblin tried to stop me, but it just turned into 13 XP. Only a small number of wandering foes remain. Quick combat, 13 XP. I don't think you'll ever quite be able to get the number completely down without very few wandering foes remain now. Can I get them all down without smashing the final orb? But there was another one. Still very few. I'm going to just wander around for a bit. And just keep getting my 13 XP. And there's another one. I mean, this is a grind spot. Not a good one, but it's one. You can get yourself... Well, do it for an hour, you can get 1,000 XP. Okay. Actually, more like 13,000. Yeah, not that. Not a good grind spot compared to, say, a Hall of Ruin or the Bat Cave or any of those places where you can grind in your residence or even the clearable dungeons. Very few remain. Still wandering around. Maybe the West are hiding. Oh, nope. One turned up. 13 XP. Still very few. I'm going to just a bit more wandering around. Just wandering. There's another one. 13 XP. I think it might just be stuck at very few. Just can't get any lower. Because somehow the one orb can make enough goblins to keep the number of goblins that high. Or something like that. Not that. Oh, there's another one. Still, only a lone wandering foe remains. Oh, maybe you can actually defeat them all without smashing the orbs. Quick combat. 13 XP. No wandering foes remain. Alright, what? I guess there's another chunk of those scuttling chunks of iron. And I get it. And the final one. Alright. We've got 8 frost-covered chunks of iron. board scorched. Oh, I guess it scorched itself when I smashed the last of its goblins. Goblin automatons. Alright, so... That's a thing. So if you fight them all, you can get more XP from fighting them, but you lose the XP from fighting the blue orbs. Quite a bit of math to figure out which is better. But it doesn't matter, because it's a lot quicker just to smash them. Alright, let's go look at the chest. The weighty iron lid is closed. Well, let's open it. Despite the lack of any visible locking mechanism, the massive chest heavy iron lid refuses to budge. Okay, I'm going to move the lever up. Push the lever in the up position. Now, can I open the chest? With considerable effort, he managed to push the heavy iron lid, revealing the chest's large, empty interior. Okay, now I'm going to put something in the chest. Oh my, those chunks of iron, which I didn't put on the recently used because I'm a silly boy. Frost-covered chunk of iron, use. 8 of those and 8 of the vials of ice. They're probably connected. Frost-covered chunk of iron, used. You drop your 8 pieces of frost-covered iron into the open chest. And now to get to the dock. To the vials of the thingies. The frosty vial of blue liquid, use. Taking care not to drop any of the vials, you remove the stopper, plugging each of the small bottles and pour the thick blue frigid liquid into the open chest. I now have no frosty vials of blue liquid. I guess I just didn't throw the vials in because I didn't know what effects the glass would have on whatever concoction they're making. And I really wouldn't want little shards of glass in it if I'm making, I don't know, a armor or special frost-resistant underpants. Yes, I definitely wouldn't want little shards of glass stuck in that. That would hurt like Billio. Oh, and we've passed the 20,000 sections at some point. I didn't notice exactly when the 20,000 section was, so I guess you'll just have to play through the entirety of Wagner's Mad to look out for it. Right, I'm going to close the chest now. Nope, refuses to budge. Right, I'm going to pull the lever down. Now can I close the chest? Alright, okay, pull it up. Now can I close the chest? No, alright, I'm going to pull it to the middle. No, back to the middle, I pushed it down for a bit. Close the chest. No, refuses to budge. Maybe there's something else I've got to put in there. Something icy. Like this ice scepter. 64 XP to general. You carefully place your ice scepter in the bottom of the open chest. Alright. I better get something even nicer to replace it. Alright. There is now... The chest is open. The thick blue liquid you poured into the chest is collected into a small pool at the bottom of the massive container. You've placed 8 pieces of frosty iron into the chest. Your ice scepter rests at the bottom of the chest. There's no more item to be used here, so I guess that means I've placed everything in the chest I'm supposed to. Can I close it now? Taking care not to crush your fingers or my head or accidentally close the lid on me and then be stuck in the chest. because that can happen when you're very small. You manage to close the massive chest's heavy iron lid. I don't really use the fingers. I just jump on it repeatedly until it goes down. Okay. Let's move the lever up. Has anything happened? Open the chest? No. What if I move the lever down? You push the lever into the down position. A sharp cracking sound coming from somewhere to the south echoes through the surrounding darkness. Open the chest. Okay, it refuses to budge. Okay, I'm going to move it to the up position, the lever. Now can I open the chest? With considerable effort, you manage to push open the heavy iron lid. 1,024 experience to general. That means whatever has just happened is quite important. You peer into the chest and are surprised to discover now contains only a single item. A massive frost-covered iron hammer, which then magically resizes to be the right size for Sir Croakington, because Wackner considered such things and put a few spells in for just that eventuality, because Wackner is crazy prepared, as well as regular crazy. But I'm not sure about the crazy, but definitely prepared. The gigantic weapon. Well, formerly gigantic, now at a suitable size for a toad. One of the most fearsome-looking instruments of battle you've ever laid eyes on has taken form out of what you deposited in the massive chest. Without a second thought, you reach out into the chest and take possession of the hammer. This is it. This is the hammer of Icy Wrath. It's going to become very, very important as we keep going down Wackner's Man. Let's have a look at it. It's a bashing weapon. It's got an encumbrance of 4. It is, of course, magical. It's got a melee rating of 1. The deadly chill of winter is imbued into this fearsome iron hammer. The leering visage of a young man, perhaps that of Wackner himself, has been engraved on each face of the hammer's broad, frost-covered head. This weapon is of magical quality. It's very magical indeed. Look at all that magic stuff I put in it. I just hope it doesn't try to kill me. Okay. I think I could now make my way down. Because I think that's what I'm supposed to do on this level, is get the hammer. Place your hand inside the impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked. Alright, then we'll just pop down there to floor 15. Alright, this is a curious place. It looks like... Okay, I'm in a sort of... Okay, well, I'm in an area with a north-south corridor with a little T-shape sticking out of it. T-shaped with the upside-down T sticking out of it. And there's this floor seems to consist of several unconnected areas. I can only see 3 so far, and for all I know, maybe the one to the east and the one to the northeast connect up somewhere, but there's at least 2 of them, perhaps more. What exactly was going on in this on floor 15? Well, We're already at about 48 minutes. So if I go and explore this area, we will go well past an hour. So that will wait until next time. For now, back up to floor one. Eastern impression. And get out of Rakdos Mad. Now, there's some fun thing to do first. Oh, it's a two-handed item, this Hammer of Icy Wrath. Which means you have to unequip your shield, and then I can equip it. I'm just gonna fight some random thing. I'm fighting a highball beetle. How does my hammer go? You swing your hammer at the enemy, snaps you his powerful jaws. Alright, yep. Oh, there's probably, there must be some sort of special. He's a rotting wolf. Nothing yet. Just some random loot. Suddenly, it's an armored scavenger. Thrusts its sharp horn at you, and it is slain. Just gonna keep. Oh, sturdy leather belt. It will sell later. A blood thief. Don't steal my blood. I need it. Pain whacks your body as the venom of your enemy courses through your veins. Not my veins, I need them for putting blood in. It is slain. Explore now. Now I'm going to ignore this cave. It's just a mess. I'm not really intending to do something. I'm just trying out this new hammer I got. I'm swinging my hammer. Maybe it doesn't have any specials. Here's a tri-jaw. Alright, I'm going to fight five more random encounters. And then we'll consider it tested out. Alright, and attack the lone Otrox Stout. This is the first one. Otrox strikes you with a staggering blow. It is slain. Didn't even get time to adapt. Caped skeleton. Yeah, even the skeletons are better dressed than me. There's two. Keep going. Suddenly, and I've been teleported into one of those tombs, which were all in when I was properly exploring Fogbore Forest. Don't need to get into them right now. It's a prowling ghoul. I'm skipping through all this because we've done it before. Okay, going around. There's the way out. There's alright, about that people, I think that's the fourth one. Powerful pincers bite me and slain. One more random encounter. A rotting wolf. Savage bites you, enemy tears into your flesh, and it is slain. 2 XP. Okay, that's enough time with the hammer. Back to the town of Ashlyre. To rest up for the next. For whatever comes next. Alright, so next time, down to floor 15, and until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.